Hey, good people. This is Monica.
This is Jason.
And welcome to Her Rock,
His Peace,
our podcast series. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. So today we're going to introduce our new podcast series, and we hope that you all will enjoy this series. We just have a few disclaimers that we would like to first discuss prior to. First things first, we are not experts. These are not therapy sessions.
Not a platform for grape session, but for healthy conversation.
Exactly. And when I say it's not your therapy session, we have our own therapy session. You need to get your own therapy sessions.
There you go.
Please take these podcast sessions as advice from a real couple. That's all it is. We're just giving our advice. We're also telling you some in-depth information about our relationship and marriage.
You know, how we walk the walk and still walk in this walk called marriage and love. You know, how we do it together.
Yeah, exactly. And then to make sure you understand, marriage is not for the faint of heart. This is definitely a journey. It's definitely a relationship or a marriage that you have to work on. I just want to know, we are not perfect. If there are some perfect couples out there, let us know. We have our guest list. We're going to add you to our podcast. just know that this is definitely not, it's not easy, but if you love one another, you'd be willing to work on it. Right, Jason?
That's true.
So with those disclaimers out of the way, all the legal formalities is what they call it. Well, we want to get into this podcast.
Okay, going out there talking about, oh, Monica and Jason told me to do this.
I don't know where you got that from.
We are not psychologists. Monica, your degree is in...
I have a degree in public administration.
There you go. My degree is sociology, black studies. It ain't got nothing to do with psychiatry or psychology.
Exactly. We're going to leave that to the professionals.
There you go. We're just talking the talk and walking the walk and sharing our experience and our journey with you.
And we hope that you'd be willing to jump on board. We'll talk more about inviting guests to come on and share their experiences in marriage and in life. And, you know, how do you get to where you got to? And, you know, how was it to keep this marriage in the flame going for as long as it has, as you have? And we're not going to just keep it to just married couples. We want to talk to those engaged couples and those that are looking and those who want to be married, those who say, what? Married? That ain't nothing but a piece of paper. So we want to talk about the purpose of this more in detail. And why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this?
Sharing is caring. We are here to share and give real marriage advice only. Just advice. And we're going to definitely hand out some resources, you know.
And again, the disclaimer on advice is this is advice from our perspective.
And how we made things work in our marriage.
There you go. Hopefully you can take something from it. Hopefully you can use something from it. Maybe you can do the same thing. Maybe you do something different. But either way, the goal is just to get people talking and get people thinking about marriage and what it means and how it affects them and how they live their life and do all that stuff together.
And also to let everybody know you're not alone. There might be some things we talk about. You'd be like, wow, we've gone through that same thing. You know, what we always do on social media and in the public, we always show the good. But there's also some times that, you know, it gets a little dark, it gets a little heavy at times. And, you know, we want everybody to know they're not alone.
And even with that good, you know, what we show is still limited, you know. So we want to think about even more good and what that really means and how, you know, what that person means to you that you're with, you know. And sometimes just saying it and talking it out, and you think, like, wow, maybe I didn't even know that you felt that way.
Exactly.
You know, about that. And it's something simple that makes you smile because your partner thinks of you in that way, or makes you sad because your partner thinks of you in that way. You know?
I didn't know you thought of me that way. Yeah, we've had those moments. we also want to offer a platform for healthy respectful dialogue that will spark a conversation that will help others on their journey. So this is just it's like a dialogue session, like a rap session. Like, you know, we get on here and we talk. We're going to do a lot of the talking, but we also want to hear from you guys as well. So there's going to be a time where we're going to open up the phone lines and we're going to take your calls. And we're going to take those hard questions, those real questions, and we're going to be open enough. And don't be getting all personal. Don't be telling me what kind of positions or whatever. I don't want you all up in my business like that. But what I am saying is, okay, well, Jason, we're going to move on from that.
I mean, we got our computer. We can take notes from all that stuff. You never know.
Okay, well, I don't want to. But anyway, so again, this is just a platform for you to come on, talk about it. A platform for us to share and what we believe has made this marriage a success and will continue to make it a success. Again, it was at one point that we didn't know if we were going to make it. And here we are. We're still doing this thing. You know, it's a never ending learning curve for both of us in this marriage. You know how they say you learn something new every day. I learned something about my partner just about every day.
Especially now that we're dealing with this COVID-19 stuff, you know, we are kind of like stuck in the house.
Oh, so, yeah.
Well, on top of that, you really are getting to learn about your partner. You know, because typically for 8 to, you know, somewhere 10 or 12 hours a day, you don't see that person.
Exactly.
Not this time of our life. So we see each other all the time, all day. And you know what? We're still here, happy to do podcasts and hang out together and Netflix and chill and
there you go.
Get work done and do it all together.
Absolutely. We also want to talk about what almost said out loud. You know, sometimes we want to say these things and we don't want other people to think, oh, their marriage is just sucky, or their marriage is falling apart, or their marriage is filled with problems and issues. You know what? It's okay to have a few problems. It's okay to have a few issues. But you know what? You got to work on resolving them and come up with solutions and living to coexist together in one place. So
you're human beings. You know, like you're not always going to agree. You come from different backgrounds. You come from different belief systems. You know, so there's going to be differences. You come from different views of marriage and what you saw, what you disliked, what you liked. So all that together, you have to bring that now to somebody else, you know, to a partner that you're sharing your life with. And, you know, what that means to share your life with this person. And hopefully, you know, we're able to emulate that and show you all and be a part of your world, too. And, you know, bring us into your existence so that you can hear us and hear our going, you know, back and rambling with each other and talking with each other and do all those different things that we do together. That we like to have fun.
Exactly. And know that these topics that are uncomfortable are not taboo. They're just to help others. You know, there is going to be that time where little things will get uncomfortable. Might get a couple of tears, might get a little anger, might hear a little agitation in somebody's voice. But again, that's what life is. That's what marriage is. You know, we can't all be perfect, but we can all work at trying to be perfect.
That's true.
So our expectations from doing this. So what we expect to do, I would love to invite, you know, other couples to share their story of marriage, because marriage is not just us. It's everyone. There are trillions of couples out there, I believe. I don't know about trillions, but I'm just saying. I know there are a lot of couples out there that would like to share what works for them, because what works for one couple may not work for another couple.
And hearing that, you know, advice and everything, it makes a difference. You know, I remember this old couple once told me, it was an old man, and he must have been like 90. And he said, you know, I've been married to my wife for 50 years, 50 or 60 years, something like that. And he said, the one thing I can tell you is, you both can't fall out of love at the same time. He said, you know, at different times of our marriage, I fell out of love. At different times, she fell out of love. But they were always a different time. There was always that one person that was pulling the other one back in. He said, as long as you don't fall out of love at the same time, you're going to have a good marriage.
And, you know, when Jason first told me that, I think we had one of our most heated conversations, disagreements, misunderstanding, whatever you want to call it. You know, I was at that time where I was like, okay, you know what? I can't do this. And when he said that, I was like, that doesn't make any sense. But then I thought about it. And you know, it does make a lot of sense. Because if you have that one person out of this relationship that's willing to fight for this marriage to work, then you could bring that other person back into the fold. You know, this is the purpose of this. You have to have that one level-headed person like, listen, this argument can't define us. This argument can't end us. This argument has to make us bigger than that. So I now understand that concept, and it holds so true.
I agree. We want couples also, you know, share advice on how they keep their love going, you know, after multiple years of marriage. You know, like, what do? You know, we've been married now going on 7 years. We've been together 10 years. I was going to say 10. And then I was like, nope, we're not.
We're almost seven. We're 6 years. Seven years in October.
10 years in October together, mm-hmm. As being a couple. And, you know, like, what that means, you know. And then there's people that are, you know, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40,
yeah.
35, 50 years. You know, that's a long time to be with one person. You know, like, so you're like, wow, how did you do it? Because, you know what, I cannot stand those socks just being left there.
Oh, my God. He knows what he's talking about. So I think that's important that you have a perspective of marriages that range from every year, even those newlyweds who are still in that honeymoon phase. You know, we go through that honeymoon phase and then reality sets and you're like, what the hell? You didn't do all of this before. So yeah, the real you, that pretty negligee comes off and then you put on your granny panties and you're like, I was not ready for that.
And I think, you know, just do's and don'ts of marriage that work for them as well. You know, what work, you know, I think about little things that we do for each other still, you know, as part of our marriage and hope that those things stay forever, you know, and want to hear what other people do, mm-hmm. What works, what doesn't work.
How to keep the spark and the sex alive or whatever you.
How to not kill each other. You know, all these other things that are out there. You know, when you're confined in the home, you know, we got to do all those things. You know,
I take that pillow and just, you know, I'm just, no. And then we want to talk about the do's and don'ts of marriage that work for them. So, you know, again, we go back to talking about what works for you may not work for us. You know, and we want to look at those who've been married for so long and how did they get past this, you know, this thing of, well, the daughter says she wants to do this and I say she can and I say she can't. You know, how do we work that out? You know, instead of, you know, I'm a firm believer we can agree to disagree, right? Mm-hmm. And I know Jason is too. So we have to be able to be comfortable with leaving it at that and still be able to move on with life, you know?
You want to offer resources online and in person, you know, maybe some experts that will be able to come on and speak as well. Talk to us, you know, especially when they hear our podcast and, you know, get their opinion and just feel what they're saying as well and share other resources that we find to help us out. You know, this is, you know, hashtag not therapy, but it's for us and it's kind of that extension of therapy, mm-hmm. You know, and another vehicle we can use to communicate with each other, about each other, for each other, you know, where we get to share with the world as well. So we're really excited about, you know, being able to do this and sharing with so many people. So I know this is going to be great, another opportunity for us to do something fun together that's different and outside the norm.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're hoping that we can convince our therapist, we won't tell you his name yet, to maybe come on and give us some advice too, because he's been great with us. Yes, we do have a therapist. Yes, we still are married. And yes, we are happy. So, so again, that's not a taboo. I mean, it's okay to have someone to help you facilitate what you just can't do on your own. And sometimes he has been great.
You know, even you think about professional athletes. There's referees. There's a reason. Now, they're professional athletes. They should be able to play the sport and know the rules and know what's going on. But you have a referee and you have coaches. You know, neither grown men getting paid, you know, or grown women getting paid. But they still have coaches and they have referees. So sometimes you need them both, you know, as part of your marriage. Sometimes he's a referee for us. and sometimes he's a coach.
Yep.
You know, which is good. And he's really excited about hearing the podcast as well. You know, so that's another plus for us.
Exactly. We want to also have a question and question and answer sessions, you know, so that our listeners could be a part of our podcast. You are all are going to make or break our podcast for us. By you participating with us and sharing your marriage advice and secrets or whatever, you are going to be an important part of Harak, His Peace podcast series. Again, it's just not about the two of us. It's about all couples that are working at their marriage. And when I say working at it, I mean working through it, not giving up. You know, Jason has always been the biggest advocate in our relationship, in our marriage. He's not going to give up. And now I'm following suit. I don't want to give up. It was hard, you know, considering I was married before, but it's a fight that it's worth fighting for. I'm in this for the long run. He stuck with me. See, he convinced me. He said this, he will not give up. Now he's stuck with me. I ain't going nowhere. So you hear this, right?
I told her when I met her, I said, I'm a fun guy. I grow on you.
Oh my God, him and these puns. anyway.
I think it's also a place, you know, where people will tell their love story.
Oh, absolutely.
And share. And, you know, from their love story, from the questions and answers that come, you know, in this from our audience, you know, it'll also help us, you know, it'll help give us more content to talk about as well. But also, I believe, help our marriage, because that's the other part of it. You know, opening ourselves up to the world through podcasting allows us the opportunity to learn from the world as well. You know, and you think about it, even your family and friends, you know, having siblings, having friends that have been married for many years, you know, do we really talk to them about their marriage? You know, we know their marriage. We may celebrate when they have their anniversary, but do we actually talk to them about what that actually means and what it
that's
is?
That's a good one.
So hopefully they'll be, you know, they can share those things as well and talk about their ups and downs and their highs and lows and their fun parts and bad parts and all those parts, you know, and what they do and what they've done. Because then that's something that we can take and say, you know what? We should try that.
Absolutely.
Because we don't have all the answers. Like I said, we're not experts. We don't know it all. Hey, we don't even know how to do this podcast thing all the way. We're making it work. We got this little sound machine thing. We're working on it.
That's right.
So I'm sure as time gets on, our voices are going to even sound even better. Because
wait a minute, man. Don't speak for me. My voice sounds amazing.
I'm not saying you're
okay. There
beautiful,
you go.
Baby. I'm just saying we're gonna make it work even better. So we'll get better at this even we go along, but we definitely want, you know, and that's what we're hoping to go on with our marriage as well.
And then we want to also know, you know, how to stay the course through the good and the bad. You know, whenever bad comes, everybody's ready to jump ship. I know when bad came, I was ready to jump ship, you know. But Jay kept saying, come on, we got to stay the course. We got to stay the course. And, you know, we got to learn that the course is there for a reason, to stay on it, follow it, you know, through the good, the bad, and the indifference, because that's what marriage is about, working on it. We don't stand and take those vows for no reason, you know, especially in front of God and our family and friends. They're there for a reason. So, you know, so we're going to talk about how to stay the course through the good and the bad. You know, it's not always good, but we want it to be majority good. And there may be some bad in the process.
And you know it's not easy. You know you got to work at it. You know you got to put a lot of effort into it, a lot of time. It's a lot of planning. It's a lot of work that goes into it. But if you're willing to make that work, it's going to pay off at the end. You know, I think about even when I left one of my former jobs and Monica kept looking at me like I was crazy because I was unhappy, but I never showed them that I was unhappy.
Couldn't understand how he did that. But
for about a year, I just worked it. And worked it, and I was the best soldier I could ever be in this company. And they were just like, oh, and when I found my job that I wanted to go to, and I gave my resignation in, it felt so amazing. And it blindsided them. They had no idea, because I never showed that I was unhappy as I was. Monica knew how unhappy I was, and she was like, you should just leave. You know, and I was like, no, it's not time yet. It's not time yet. And when I was able to left, I left on top. And they begged me to come back. Of course, I didn't. But it felt good, you know, so to stay in that course and push.
But it was a testament of him, you know, through the bad, he even stood fast. You know, I don't think I would have had the patience or the mindset to be able to do that. So
I gotta coach you into it. I can't make it. Come on, baby.
But I think that's a testament of a marriage as well, to, you know, to to wade through the bad, the unsettling waters, the unhappy times, because we know that there's one thing that is a common goal for both of us, is that we love each other.
That's right.
And when you have, like he said, when you have that love, then you're willing to work at it, you know?
And we want to celebrate the good too.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. And celebrate all the good stuff. You know, we do it, but I think we need to do it more.
I agree.
Like, you think about it, we remember a lot of the bad stuff. You know, when bad happens, you remember it and it focuses. It's kind of like work. You know, you get in late that one day and they're like, you 5 minutes late. But I've been 20 minutes early every day.
Exactly.
But they don't remember that. They remember the 5 minutes late, you know, and that's what mm-hmm. happens. So we want to also celebrate the good. So when people call in and give a question and answers and we talk about us, talk about the good.
There you go.
Yeah. And speaking about us, tell us who you are.
Well, I'm going to let my king go first.
Ladies first.
No.
Okay. I guess I'll take it. So, of course, I said I'm Jason. I am one of eight in a big family. Love my siblings. Most of them are married. Most of them are married. So that's a good sign. grew up with parents that I can't honestly say that the marriage that I saw was the best marriage, but I did have other examples of marriages to see growing up as well that kind of shaped and knew what I wanted and didn't want in a marriage and what I wanted from a wife as well. And I have a biological daughter and add-on daughter for my marriage that I love very much. And we have a grandbaby and another one coming on the way. So we're very excited and taking that all in. Love my family to death. That's what makes me whole. That's what makes me happy. That's what makes me excited. And know that my wife loves family. And that was the most important thing to her, which was most important to me as well, was family. And when I saw her interaction with my daughter, that's what made me say, you know, I know that this is the woman I want to be with.
And tell them where you're from, babe.
Oh, that's right.
That's the most important part.
I'm originally from New York, born and raised, moved down to the D.C. area 2004. I was in a previous relationship, came down. That relationship ended, and I actually met my lovely wife at our place of work. We met twice, I would say. The first time we met, it was just professional. Mm-hmm. And I'll let her explain that because it was very funny. but the second time we met, you know, I slid into those DMs.
And, gosh, I can't with this DM thing. It's driving me insane. Okay, anyway.
I asked for her to go out on a date with me. You know, and then the rest is history, I guess.
And here we are 10 years later, huh?
There you go.
well, okay. So thank you, my king. My pain in the butt sometimes, a thorn in my left toe. It's okay. So I'm Monica, born and raised in Washington, D.C. D.C., yes, yes, yes. I am the oldest of my two sisters. And then I have a brother that I love dearly. He's in Akron, Ohio. Shout out to my big baby brother, Edward. Love you, boo. Love my two sisters, Rachel and Jennifer as well. I was brought up in DC public schools, and I'm sorry. I just got a little note from my husband. How cute. So I was raised in the DC public schools area. I would say that my thought about marriage was different. So, you know, what I saw was definitely not what I expected to happen in my marriage. All I know is that at one point I did want to get married, and then I was like, why did I do that? And I think it was just the first marriage that I did. Yes, I was married before for 15 years. So I have had the experience. I became a mom. I became a wife. And then I, you know, became a wife again. So this marriage, I wanted to be different. I love my husband. I love family. I love to socialize. I just like to have a good time. So best part of this is that I'm doing something with my husband. I'm doing something with my husband that works. We love to do projects together. And this is a project that I think we're going to go knee deep in.
And that's how we started out when we first got together.
We sure did.
Was through a project. You had a wedding and your person that was your assistant backed out.
Bailed on me.
So you were like, you don't know what you were going to do. And I was like, I'm not doing that right now. I'll help you. And that turned into like, you kept telling everybody like, I knew exactly what you needed.
Yeah.
And you were like, I needed to get this done. And he was already doing it.
I think the best part of this is that we work very well with projects. That's a big plus of our marriage. So like Jason said, we met initially as just a professional meeting. He claims that I only talked about myself, but I don't know how. I don't know how I was able to talk about myself when we talked about business. But anyway, a year, and at that time, I was married. He was in a relationship. So it was basically just business as usual. We did meet a year later. He sent me a direct message. I am not going to say that other word or whatever those letters are. It just doesn't sound right. And invited me to his house for dinner. I was like, oh, okay. And before I knew it, I'm like, okay, sure. Why am I going to this man's house? But you know what? He had some check marks. He was a good looking guy and he could cook. Now, mind you, half of the meal he cooked, I didn't eat, but he didn't know that. It was just the point of him fixing this meal.
She ate it though.
I don't know. I didn't eat the plantains, but it was good. He did a great job. And so, you know, we went through this and we were like, only problem that I had was that he was younger than I am, And I had a little bit of a problem with that. And
I also told her, I was like, we're all adults. And when we met, I was 35. She was 42.
I'm saying, but still. And I had already been married before, so I don't think I was ready for that. That was the hard part, to go back into another relationship. But again, here we are, 10 years later, 6 years, almost 7 years marriage, and we're making this thing work. Yeah. And we're making this work. So that's a little bit about me, and Jay told you a little bit about him. And so, you know, in closing, what we want to say, we're going to end this podcast right here because we got some juicy ones coming up. The next podcast that we're going to do is, which one is this one? Our relationship
ended before it began.
Before it began. You're going to like that one. So I want to say thank you for listening. We appreciate you. And please subscribe to our podcast.
You can like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Everything is Harak His Peace.
So again, join us next week for our next episode. Our relationship ended before it began. That is kind of goofy too. Okay.
You gotta get that drama about it. It's like,
okay, all right.
Let's do it again. They'll be like, our relationship ended before it began.
Okay, he's kind of corny. I don't know if I want to do that right there. But, so until next week, don't forget to tell your significant other, I love you, and I know you are my rock, and you are my peace. So let me say this. It's an amazing and beautiful thing to share your life with someone you love. You know, that's important.
I agree. You know, love is everything. Love is how we're going to get through everything this world has. You know, it's kicking our butts right now, but love is going to take us to the next level. And being able to share that love and show your love to that person that you're committed to,
absolutely,
you know, is key. And that's, you know, that speaks to even what we're going to talk about with the next episode, you know, and that's, you know, obviously we're here. So it did almost end, but we're here, absolutely. But you can understand that whole part of it. So it's exciting. You know, it's still a good part to hear all that.
So ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you again.
Bye.